We can get some in the shed, you know.
Okay.
I'll come back a little early.
People scared of that man.
They just didn't trust him. You know. He didn't do anything to make anybody afraid of him, but just the way he talked. They just didn't like to be around him.
How'd they talk? How did he talk?
Well, he just cussed all the time. Carried on ugly conversation that people didn't like to listen to. Now, he could come down to the house at night and sit there and talk to us and never say an ugly word where the women folks were. My mother and her niece be sitting there. He could talk a nice conversation. But you get him out of home, out in the field anywhere, and he just cussed like nobody's there. I don't see why a man won't live like this.
Now, what would you call a man maybe who you couldn't joke with because he got...
Oh, he's high-strung, high-tempered. He can't take a joke. I sometimes think I'm too much that way myself. Mad, though.
That
caught
and make you what?
Mad. But when I do get mad, I haven't got a bit of sense. I go crazy. You ever seen anybody like that?
Well, I used to know people when they drank liquor, they get mad.
Yeah. Well, liquor makes some mad and some... Everything's funny to them when they drink. It just serves people different.
Did y'all ever have a... folks that would brew it to make
the
illegal liquor here?
Yeah, they still do it. Some places.
What do they call it?
That's Wildcat.
Wildcat?
Yeah.
And the guy?
Wildcat distillery.
The guy that sold that, you told him what?
The guy that run it?
Yeah.
Bootlegger.
Bootlegger?
Yeah.
You ever hear the word blind tiger used?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Well, I don't know just what to say it meant, but I guess it meant he was making behind a blind he'd put somewhere so he couldn't see him at it, but you know he's back there making.
Yeah.
Well, that mess. They get in here and make a regular picnic out.
Do they?
That's colored folks, right?
Yeah.
The white don't get me in trouble, but them. Oh, they do.
What? Now, talk about that. The difference between races back in those days. Tell me about that sort of thing.
Well, we didn't have any trouble with colored people up there. Well, living is nearly all colored folks. We liked them and they liked us. They'd do for us and we'd do for them.
Yeah.
If a colored family moved in the neighborhood and he got in a tight, he'd come to my daddy.
Got in a tight, what do you mean?
We need something to eat.